Last Sunday, we gathered for the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. I spoke briefly last Sunday about how through the Trinity, God is very close to us in Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. Don't forget the Holy Spirit, which continues the existence of the Catholic Church. That sermon was 3 weeks ago. God is close to us so that we can know God, we can love God, so that we can serve God. We can consciously choose God. Yet, the Holy Trinity is a profound mystery. The Catechism calls it the central mystery of our faith. The Catechism also calls the Trinity the mystery of God in Himself. So this mystery seems far from us. So God is also far from us to cultivate in us wonder and awe in His divine reality. A divine reality which St. Thomas Aquinas calls beyond our human thought and surpasses all our human thought. We cannot begin to understand the divine reality of God. So we ought not write God off because our minds are inept. So we've had some Goldilocks days lately, and so we kind of have here a Goldilocks, if you will, arrangement. God is close enough and far enough. That is why our Lord said last Sunday, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." God is that mysterious. Today, the feast day of Corpus Christi reminds us, first of all, there is no other religion in the world in which God is so close to us. That's the Christian religion. The religion of Christianity. No other religion has God becoming man. And in the Roman Catholic tradition, we have the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. We are here to receive the true, real, substantial presence of Christ, His body, blood, soul, divinity. It is right there in the tabernacle. It will soon come from right here, the altar. And after the consecration, God will be moved here and there as the Eucharist is moved. The ministers will bring it through the sanctuary, moving God through the sanctuary to you. Now that is close. I like these two feast days. That's why I started talking about the Trinity first. I think the feast day of the Trinity and Corpus Christi beautifully go together. They beautifully go together in the words of our Lord in today's gospel, all had their fill. I'd like to leave you with this thought. I clipped this from a newspaper a while ago. First of all, I used to love getting a newspaper in the morning. I don't hold a newspaper anymore. It's all electronic. And then I enjoyed clipping articles from the paper that I would use for a sermon or give to the other priests to read. They would sometimes get stacks of stuff, but now I gotta screenshot it, send it, print it. And it's just a hassle. But back when I enjoyed the paper in the morning, I clipped out this article. It's a letter to the editor. And it was a man who complained about going to a Mass every Sunday. This is what he wrote. "I've gone to Mass now for 30 years. And in that time, I have heard hundreds of homilies. But for the life of me, I really can't remember now a single one of them. So I think maybe I'm wasting my time, and the priests are wasting their time by giving all these homilies and offering all these masses. So to the delight of the editor, this started a real little controversy for about a month. But finally, a man wrote this. He said, "I've been married for 30 years now. And in that time," why does everybody chuckle when I start with that? "I've been married for 30 years now. And in that time, my wife has cooked over 10,000 meals for me. But for the life of me right now, I cannot recall the menu for a single one of them. But I do know this: all these meals nourished me. All these meals gave me strength for the day that I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me those meals, I would be dead today." After that, there were no more comments written to the letter to the editors. How true it is. Why are we here? To nourish our souls for today. We first hear the word of God from here, this ambo, to nourish our souls. We will soon receive the word of God made present from there, the altar, to nourish our souls. Without this nourishment, we will be dead. We will be spiritually dead. God will be far from us, only far from us. But because of the gift we have in the Eucharist, we will be able to say this at the end of our life: when, God willing, we do come before our Lord, "Lord, I know you. I was nourished from your altar. I ate and drank at your table. Lord, I know you. I am a part of your family." Amen.